Hi, Chris.
Yes.
Hey, this is Amy Nelson with Local Splash from the Google Guarantee Department. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I was waiting for your phone call.
Well, happy Thursday, my friend.
Well, I'll see how it is. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 4 calls to go do today, and 2 of them are double stack units. Just I don't like them, and it makes my day go longer when I have projects like that. But
oh, okay, I understand.
It is what it is, you know. So
right.
I'm just I was waiting for your call so we could go ahead and get this process done and over with. So
awesome. Yeah. So do you know anything about Google Guarantee?
Yeah, you know, my son does the same thing I do, appliance and air conditioning repair in Colorado. And he's Google Guaranteed. He says it works real well for him. It kind of gives us the benefit of getting a better customer out of the of the flock of customers. They're kind of willing to go ahead and, you know, understand that they're going to not pay more, but you get a different
quality
selection, a quality of a customer that's not just looking at price shopping. You know what I'm saying? For the cheapest contractor out there, I can tell you. That's what he's kind of experienced. And he says it does them really well, and pretty much he's dropped all his advertising and put it all in one basket, which I kind of was one of those I'm old school, you know, some I don't necessarily want to put all my eggs in one basket.
Right.
I kind of want to have a variety of
avenues of revenue.
Generating leads out there, but I haven't tried Google Guaranteed, so I'm kind of excited to see what that kind of puts me at as far as generating new service calls.
Fantastic. I'm really glad to hear that, because Google Guarantee has quickly become the largest leading lead generation, qualified lead generation source out there. Google built it to trump all other pay-per-lead services. So if you had any experience through, like, you know, Porch or House or Thumbtack, Angie's, any of that kind of stuff, then you're going to go ahead and be very pleasantly surprised by this, because you don't chase the client down. The client's contacting you directly. You know, the Google Guarantee portion is that Google is guaranteeing your work for the general public. So they've gone through the vetting process, and you go through an application process to verify that. Now, each state is different, and the requirements for each state is different. So, but the verification process is pretty much the same with the application and so on and so forth. So jumping right into that, I do have a question, though, because you mentioned appliance and heater repair. Are you doing that as well, or is that just for your son?
No, I'm just doing appliances and maybe some AC preventing maintenance. We don't we don't get down cold enough to do heaters. I don't think I've seen one heater on this island. I know Maui and the Big Island, it gets colder there because of the elevation. You know, they've got a higher elevation. I think our highest elevation is only a couple of thousand feet, 2,500 feet. And that's in the, and I don't think anybody lives that far up. You know what I'm saying? So we don't require heaters out here. I haven't seen one, so.
Okay, so I apologize, air conditioning. You're doing the servicing of the air conditioning or installation?
No, just the preventing maintenance. No, that goes out the window when you're my age now. You know, we don't, I don't tackle that task anymore, so.
Okay, cool.
It's more just preventing maintenance, you know, washing the condenser and tuning it up. You know, if it needs a contactor or control board, along those lines, you know, we could swap it out. But as far as installation work, don't see that needing to be taking place, not with my company.
Okay, that's a young man's job. Okay. Got it. Okay. So for appliance repair, the keyword services that are primary for outside of appliance repair directly is dishwasher, dryer, freezer, garbage disposal, refrigerator, stovetop, cooktop, oven, washer, and other. So with that.
Break that down. No garbage disposals and no dishwashers.
Right. So that's what I'm getting ready to tell you is that you do get to pick and choose the specific keywords that you're providing within that bracket for appliance repair. If you were doing the AC stuff, then that's a completely different beast because that's HVAC. That's why I wanted to clarify that from the beginning here and make sure that we're clear on the expectation. I like to set a proper expectation going into this so there's no miscommunication. Now, with this, the upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee. The requirement is a background check with no felonies in the last 7 years.
Yeah.
Also, you maintain general liability insurance for the business.
Yep. I sent
and
that over.
Perfect. You have a driver's license and a social security number?
I do.
Beautiful. Yes, okay. Fantastic. Do you have any face-to-face employees other than yourself that are going out and making assessment, taking money, and things like that?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Perfect. So it's just you. That's fantastic. Now, with that being said, the one-time $250 application fee goes to get your company background checked, process background check on you. It's a one-time cost to the business. And then after that, the maximum amount of time that I have to tell you that it states in the terms and conditions, I don't always or even usually see it take that long. But what I have to tell you that it states is a max of 4 to 8 weeks for processing for Google Guarantee. Again, when you get the application returned to us very quickly and you get us the documents that we need, I see it happen quickly enough. It doesn't take forever. So that is something that I like to let you guys know up front. Now, once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, there are vast, reasons and benefits to this particular program. A, you're only paying per qualified lead. Google has specific criteria that makes it a qualified lead. We're not going to work with any of your competitors in your area and nominate them or program them in for Google Guarantee. It will only be you for the category that you are selecting. The all of the calls coming in through the Google Guarantee are all the companies are assigned a Google call tracking phone number. So all the calls coming in for the Google Guarantee are going to come through on that line. You will have that dedicated number. You will know that it's a Google Guarantee lead coming through because it says so on the caller ID. Additionally, it also says so right before you pick up the phone. It lets you know that it's a LSA, local service ad Google Guarantee lead. So when you're connected with that person on the other end of the phone, if it's a sales or solicitation call, a spam or robocall, somebody seeking employment with your company, you are not charged. Those are unqualified calls. Google has AI listening to each Google Guarantee call for authenticity purposes. Additionally, if it's a service you don't provide, for example, if you get called for garbage disposals and you obviously decline that job because it's not a service you provide and it's not listed on your service profile, you will not be charged for that. Additionally, the same thing is true for calls coming outside of your service radius. Google is very specific when we set these accounts up with the optimization for the particular areas and services as well as service radius. Now, if you get a call from somebody and they're asking for estimate over the phone and you give estimate over the phone, that is considered a qualified lead. And the second one is if you set face-to-face appointment to give estimate face-to-face, Google considers that a qualified lead. Now, as you already mentioned, the leads coming through here are better qualified leads. People see that guaranteed section. It's just a different beast than what's coming through from other areas on the internet. And they do show a 33% stronger closing conversion than any other type of pay-per-lead out there. Now, jumping into the actual cost for your pay-per-lead, your Google Guarantee leads are at $47.67. And it requires a minimum monthly budget of $609 for activation. So the way it works is that $609 is going to be for 13 Google Guarantee leads. And once your Google Guarantee approved, our technician will contact you, and they're going to let you know we're ready to go live with the ad, and we're ready to let the leads start rolling in. You pay the $609. If it's left completely, you know, at its regular idle, those leads are going to come into you at approximately 3 leads a week for 13 leads in a month. Now, you are in complete control of this, Chris, so the way that it works is like this. You take on those first couple of leads, and then now if you're booked for a few days or a week, or you want to take a vacation, or you need to pause the campaign for whatever reason, you can pause it for as long as you need to. Wherever you pause the campaign financially, if you pause it with $300 left in it, that's where it stops. You pause that campaign, say, for 8 months for whatever reason. When you turn those leads back on, we exhaust the remainder of that budget. So there's no automatic monthly charge on this. The leads work as kind of like an escrow account. The $47 per lead will come out of that $609 monthly. Now, you also have the ability to increase that lead flow as you see fit. So if you want more than the 3 leads in a week, you can have them crank it up a little bit, and you can take on more leads ad infinitum, okay?
Okay.
How does all that sound to you so far?
A lot of money.
Right. I understand. I get it.
I mean, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I want to hear what you have to say.
No. I paused for a second because you're gonna say something. But go ahead. What were you gonna say?
So one of the things that's been brought to my attention, especially within your vertical, which is your category, it's just a fancy word for category that Google calls the vertical, is that it can seem, you know, like the cost per lead is a bit more expensive. Now, I spoke with the person who closed your account, Daniel, and he said that you do have a specific, like, niche with the refrigeration, and you're offering for the higher-end refrigeration services. Is that correct?
Right, correct. Yeah,
okay.
That's pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I could get the bread and butter, what's the $47 worth, right? I mean, that's,
exactly.
That's something that I wouldn't mind, you know, getting every day.
Right.
Kind of leads.
Right. Well, you do get complete tracking and reporting on the entire thing. So in the event that a call slipped through the cracks, you do have the ability to let us know that right away. This call is unqualified. It does not meet the specific criteria. Therefore, we would request and dispute and get refund directly from Google for that particular call if that were to happen. It's pretty rare, but it does happen once in a while. So we have that tool available to us. And this is a service, like I said, it does allow us to program into the particular areas that you want to target, the higher end areas where you see those type of services that you're specifically looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And it does have a better conversion than any other type of paper lead.
Am I able to go ahead and is this all going to be implemented on my dashboard with you guys, or is it going to be a separate dashboard?
No, it's going to be within the current dashboard that you have for us.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
okay,
it's in the same dashboard. It'll come up under leads, and then it's going to come up under the Google Guarantee section, and all the calls are recorded for those authenticity purposes.
Gotcha. Now, they're redoing my website page.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we had some issues with the one over in Austin, Texas, where I was coming from. So
mm-hmm.
I just talked to one of your colleagues. He's going to get that website, or not website. Why am I saying website?
The Google Business Profile. Mm-hmm.
Google Business Profile is going to be hopefully up and running by either late today or tomorrow. I'm
mm-hmm.
sure I'll get an email. And another was, and I'm not going to have a problem doing this. I'm going to have a couple of reviews added
right.
to that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be in the process. That can't happen today. So I guess the next process would be you sending me over the application.
Mm-hmm.
getting everything ready on that application here between, like I said, I've got to go out and work today, but maybe when I get back home later on this afternoon, which should be, you guys would be already gone probably for the day, because we're 2 hours behind you.
Right.
So
the application's super easy. It's really just plug and play. If you have a license, which is not required in your area for your service, you upload that and you put the license number. You're going to upload the certificate of insurance with the Accord document. You're going to literally plug in your social security number, and it's like the application itself takes about 15 minutes when you sit down to do it. And then once the application's processed for you, Chris, we're going to go ahead and have client onboarding. That takes about 15 minutes. Now, at that point, I can have Ivan go ahead and shoot out a tiny URL that is a tiny little link that's specific to the Google Guarantee to help you get the few reviews that you need for that while we're working on the GVP, so there's no time lost.
I think that's what he was going to be trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, he was also going to do that just for me to be able to go ahead and send that over to my website builder so they can implement that into my website so people could just go right there and it's driven to the site for them to go ahead and drop a review for me. So that's in the process.
So do I have your permission to charge the Visa we have on file ending in 10161 for the $250 application fee?
Yes.
Okay. And then what city were you born in?
Long Beach.
Okay. Perfect. We just like to make sure that we do that little verification. We live right here in Huntington Beach, and we do, and the business is, the local Splash is located there in Fountain Valley, so you're like super familiar with the whole area.
I am. I lived in Fountain Valley. I lived right there off of 9071 La Colonia. Right there off of Ward. I lived right there off of Beach Boulevard and Ward for a little bit. There's a car wash right there, right down the road. I always used to go.
Yes, that's fantastic. So my husband and I both work for this company. So the person who actually took care of your account first was my husband, Daniel Nelson. So when
he
saw this come through, he was like, oh, my gosh, this guy's fantastic. He let me know right away. He was like, you're going to love him. He is very smart. He's very quick on the uptake. You know, this is going to be good for you. So let me go ahead. You're going to see that invoice come through. The card says it has insufficient funds, my friend.
Oh, shit. I'm going to go ahead and transfer for 1 second. This is messed up. It's not allowing me to log into my account. Can I give you a call back? Let me get this taken care of, and I can call you back and let you know to go ahead and run that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going ahead and send you my extension. It's just 224. I'm sending that over via text message. When you call the 877 number, press 224. You'll be connected with my desk. Okay, hon?
That'll work.
All right,
my dear. I appreciate it.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.